FM 90.3 WJTL, Jason Roy, Matt Hammett, David Blake, Won't He Do It? Blessing offers your love and Brandon Murphy's Better King. Hey, good morning. It's 720.
Weather-wise, cloudy and breezy today, a high of 41 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain possibly mixing with snow later on. Breezy, low 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 41, at least in the daytime. At night, chance of snow, possible 1 to 3 inches overnight into Saturday, becoming partly sunny then, a high of 36, and Sunday mostly sunny, warming up just a bit to a high around 40 degrees. Right now in Harrisburg, 22 degrees, in Lancaster, 21.
This morning, our special guest, our friend Aaron House is here. Aaron, the executive director of Piercing Word. They've been doing shows word for word from the Bible since 2007, which is amazing.
Yeah,
do you have any idea how many shows you've done, how many people have seen your shows?
Yeah.
Since then.
Well, and since then, gee, that's a big question. I don't. Yeah. I actually don't know the answer to that. But each year, it's been over over 20,000 people for the last number of years. So
that's amazing.
It depends on I don't know. I haven't added all that up.
Yeah, I just was curious because you guys have impacted a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate in this area to have a lot of performers who are very good that you could draw from and become a part of your show.
Yeah, yeah. And we have this really cool partnership right now with Sight and Sound Conservatory. And their students are touring with us and performing scripture across Lancaster County and beyond.
Wow. So this weekend, in fact, they're going to be involved. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this weekend, we're going to be at Lancaster Alliance Church Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, performing Stewardship and Passion the Musical. And that cast will be featuring the Sight and Sound Conservatory team members that we're working with. And Stewardship is super fun.
What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, this was actually a creation by Caleb Hughes, my artistic director of the last 5 years. And it's Stewardship is, imagine Monopoly on stage.
Yeah.
And it's passages from throughout the Bible that talk about how to use our God-given resources from a biblical perspective. But it really came, to your question, it came about because we have a partnership with Life Institute, and Roy Russell is on our board, and he's helped to start this organization. They teach people how to do biblical stewardship, and so they have these seminars, and so we learned from them and some of the five biblical principles that they teach. We use those same passages as well as additional ones to string it together.
And it's still word for word from the Word. 100%
word for word scripture. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And how to, giving, saving, tithing, taxes, enjoying the finer things of life, and how to do that rightly in light of the gospel.
Yeah, that's great. And if people want to know about this weekend's performances, they can find that online.
Yeah, piercingword.org/events. You can get tickets, all tickets, or pay what you will for this weekend. And then it's a double feature. So you get to see Stewardship and Passion the Musical, which is a modern day urban style telling of the Last Supper, trial, crucifixion, and resurrection. It's compiled from all four Gospels, Isaiah 53, Psalm 23, with original music, scripture lyrics, and it's a blast.
And that's going to be happening from now till Easter.
Correct. Yeah. So this is kind of the kickoff weekend for that one.
Yeah.
But then we're touring it through March 31st, which Easter is super early this year. So
Yeah, it really is. And then you're going to be performing a one-man show at the Trust about the Book of Mark. Tell us about that.
So I'm going to be doing, the Gospel of Mark at the Trust, March 1st and 2nd. It's a Friday night, Saturday afternoon. Once again, tickets at piercingword.org/events. And it's just a joy to perform. The Gospel of Mark is such a fast-paced book, and you go from scene to scene and you meet the different characters.
Is there singing in this one?
There's no singing in this one.
No singing in this one. Okay.
In order to get the whole book in under 2 hours, there was no singing. But there are soundscapes, so like you can have immersive, like you get to hear the waves and different things as you meet Jesus at the boat and then Galilee and have a pashmina, like an oversized scarf and some theater blocks that help me become the different characters and help me have the different scenes and the different locations that Jesus went to.
So exciting.
Yeah.
God's Word coming to life through Piercing Word. Many opportunities for you to see these shows coming up this weekend and this spring, and they're all at the website.
Yeah, piercingword.org/events.
Do you love what you're doing?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You could tell.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you for being with us today. We love having you here.
Yeah, thanks, Fred. Thanks
for
having me.
Check it out online, piercingword.org. Back to the music we go. This is Grave Robber coming your way from Crowder on WJTL.